So here's an aviation story that's a little more alarming. Early this morning, North Korea test-fired two mid-range ballistic missiles. The first one failed. The second one fell short of its full range, yet was seemingly more successful than the previous five attempts. The launch violates the United Nations Security Council resolution that bans North Korea from testing and developing ballistic missile technology. This move raises concerns, elevates the Republic's efforts to target American military bases in the Pacific, as well as Japan. Joining us now is Alistair Gale, Korea Bureau Chief for The Wall Street Journal, speaking to us from Seoul. Welcome.
Hi, John.
So how is this being covered, and how did the North Koreans announce this, if at all?
Well, the North Koreans actually haven't said anything about this. The information has been coming to us from the South Korean and the U.S. military and Japan as well. And what we know is that, as you said, there were two missile launches in our early morning, only one of which seems to have been successful. Now, of course, we've been hearing lots of stories of North Korean missile launches this year, but these ones are particularly significant because it's the second launch was the first successful test of a new type of mid-range missile that North Korea can move around on a mobile launcher, and that makes it harder to track and to potentially take out before a missile is launched. So it seems like they've had a breakthrough in this new missile.
So mobile technology, do we know anything about whether they are solid or liquid fuel? I suppose the solid fuel would have to be mobile.
That's right. They're generally going to be solid fuel rockets. I mean, North Korea has made lots of statements this year about its breakthrough in various parts of missile technology, including its ability now to have solid fueled rockets, which make them much quicker to launch. So it's likely what it was using in this case.
And they would have manufactured those fuel stages in North Korea. They're not getting them from anywhere else.
Yeah, generally what they do is they are reverse engineering missiles that they have got from other countries or working off blueprints that they've obtained in whatever fashion they can do that. But the technology will have been developed at home. They don't have too much in the way of technological cooperation with other countries.
Is there a particular milestone, demonstration metric that the U.S. and Japan and Korea are looking for that North Korea would clearly indicate that now it's got a capability to hit Honolulu or to hit Okinawa or to hit, obviously it doesn't take a missile to hit South Korea.
Right. Well, here in South Korea, we're very close to the border, so we're really not so much under threat by ballistic missiles, but from more simple kind of rockets that would be fired over the border. In terms of the countries such as Japan and the U.S., there's various technical stages that North Korea has to get through in order to have a working missile. I mean, they have shown that they can fire a rocket which will launch a projectile satellite into space. They've done that twice now. But, of course, with a missile, what you need to be able to do is to bring the thing back down to Earth and then have some kind of explosive detonate at the location and at the time that you desire. And that's not something that they've shown they're able to do yet. But you can be fairly sure that they're working on this. It's a big priority for them to develop their missile threat. And I think we're probably going to be seeing lots more of these kind of tests.
Just to be clear, Alistair, all we know from these two tests is that it was a further investigation of their ability to go up. It says nothing about their ability to make a pinpoint targeting of something on the way down, say a bomb payload.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. I mean, they've shown that they can fire these missiles, but there's a ways to go before they can demonstrate that they're able to bring it back to the target that they're aiming at.
And where are these missiles? Any way to take them out in the boost stage?
You would have to hit them before they're launched. There are, of course, missile defense systems that would target these missiles whilst they're in flight. And here in South Korea, there's discussions ongoing with the U.S. about putting advanced missile defense system to protect South Korea and U.S. bases in the region and Japan as well. So there are ways to target them in flight, but ideally you would not get to that point. You would want to know before they were being launched where they are and take them out before they're fired.
From Seoul, Alistair Gale, Korea Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.